This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE as we launch into the third hour of the program. When we get a chance, still on deck, we've got sorority hazings to discuss. And you may call in, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. We've got toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you is lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
We're going to go right to your calls and thoughts. First up, Tom is in New Hampshire, listening online at freetalklive.com. Hello, Tom.
The Indian government has just announced that the 500 and 1,000 rupee notes are no longer valid, and that everybody's supposed to run to the bank and exchange them for the 100 rupee notes and deposit them in bank accounts and stuff like that. It's part of the war on cash, a global war on privacy. Now, 1,000 rupees, that's about 15 bucks.
Right.
And the largest note that they're going to have is the 100, which is about a buck and a half.
It's insane.
For exchange. Absolutely. And what I am fond of trying to point out in the comment sections of these news articles and trying to bring to the attention of the opposition party is the fact that on 19 March of 1943, Anne Frank wrote in her diary about the same thing happening coincidentally to the 500 and 1,000 denomination currency under the Nazi administration of the occupation in the Netherlands, the 500 and 1,000 gilder notes.
Well, it wasn't too long ago in the United States when they eliminated the $500 bill and the $1,000 bill. Right. So, you know,
but those are still valid as money, though. There's no problem depositing those or still using them. They just stopped making them, and when banks get them, they just simply send them to the Federal Reserve. This is called demonetization, and so I've been fond of pointing that out, that this is the parallel that the 500 and the 1,000 guilder notes were done away by Hitler's goons in the Netherlands in 1943. It's in Anne Frank's diary, like I say, on 19 March of 1943.
Tom, thanks for bringing that up tonight. I appreciate the call. I actually happen to have that story in my show prep from TheGuardian.com. Queues of angry, panicked Indians wound around bank buildings in Mumbai, the financial capital, on Thursday morning. This is pretty fresh. It happened last week, 2 days after the Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced that the 500 and 1,000 rupee notes worth around 6 and 12 pounds, respectively, would be taken out of circulation. In a televised announcement Tuesday night, Modi had urged Indians not to rush to banks, as they would have until the end of 2016 to deposit cash into their accounts. But with the high-value notes withdrawn from Wednesday in an effort to so-called combat corruption, black market trade, and tax evasion, many were left without cash for day-to-day expenses. Banks were closed on Wednesday, then reopened Thursday morning with a cap on cash withdrawals. ATMs remained closed, so currency was only available from the banks. Newspapers around the country reported long queues at branches, queues is another word for lines, as people scrambled to exchange their high-value banknotes for 100 rupee bills. So basically, your 500 and 1,000 rupee notes, if you had them in India, are unusable at this point.
Right.
You can still exchange them at the bank, but you cannot legally go down to the corner store and buy food with them. So if you have been, imagine this for a moment. Tom gave us the numbers here. He said it's worth around 15 U.S. dollars, the 1,000 rupee note. So imagine tomorrow, the government issues a decree saying, as of right now, you will no longer be able to use your $20 bills or anything larger. I mean, just imagine that. If you had any kind of, you know, wallet with money in it, there's a chance, there's a good chance, there's more than a few 20s in there, right? So now all of a sudden, in order to buy something, you have to have fives, ones, and tens. And if you don't have any of those on hand, well, the only place you can go to get them, because you can't just go down to the 7-Eleven and ask for change for a 20, they can't take it, which means all you can do is go to the bank, and in this case, guess what everyone else is doing?
Right.
They're all going to the bank all at the same time to exchange their money in, and so you've got lines around blocks.
And what a huge hassle of, you know, just a stack of paper to have such small denominations.
It's insane. Now, obviously, you know, things probably don't cost quite as much in India, but nonetheless, I mean, that's still a huge hit. And obviously, people are frustrated by it. At the Churchgate branch of the Bank of India, dozens of people queued in the midday heat, filling out deposit forms as a security guard barked instructions. Life is completely paralyzed, said one man who had been waiting in line for 4 hours. He said, quote, on the news, they said banks would open at 8 a.m. today. I got here at 8:01. Now it's noon, but I'm still here.
Wow.
Around 50 people in the queue ahead of me got tired of waiting and left, but I have no choice. There's no money in the house. We only have 500 and 1,000 rupee notes, which are now worth nothing.
Right.
We didn't even have enough to pay the milkman this morning. In other news, they apparently have milkmen in India. Guru Birajdar, a lawyer, says, I can't even buy a cup of tea. I didn't go to work today because I had no cash. All my money's in 500s and 1,000s. So I had to come straight to the bank this morning. I had 2 100-rupee notes in my wallet on Tuesday night, but I used that up yesterday. Shops, train stations, and taxis stopped accepting 500 and 1,000 rupee notes on Wednesday, interrupting normal trade. Even hospitals, which are exempt from the immediate demonetization, have reportedly turned down payments in high-value banknotes. Some complained that Modi's surprise announcement had completely disrupted normal life. He said nobody, or one of the complaining parties, said nobody's willing to give you change. They should have planned this properly instead of springing it upon us. In rural areas especially, where around two-thirds of India's 1.25 billion population live, access to banks is difficult in the rural areas. Modi's announcement caused chaos. Reshma Murthy, who works as a maid in the city, said she'd come to deposit 4,000 rupees for her family in the village. She said they called me and said they had no cash at all. This was a bad decision. They should have given us more time. It happened too fast. Others argued that the post-Diwali season, during which people had received cash bonuses, was an ideal timing for the announcement, saying that the local municipal elections are starting soon, and it will make life very difficult for politicians who take a lot of cash bribes around this time. For us, it's an inconvenience, but he says it was a good decision by the government. So some people are lauding the government for this move. Others are quite inconvenienced. They can't even buy any food. It would have, first of all, I mean, the whole idea that you're going to stop drug transactions is absolutely absurd. This was the reason, this was the stated reason when the U.S. government got rid of the $500 bill and the $1,000 bill. One of the reasons for it was drug dealers.
Right.
It's a lot harder for drug dealers to count a suitcase full of $100 bills than it is $500 bills. Okay, so it takes a few minutes longer.
Yeah. The cash counting machines are not that hard to come by.
Right. And if you're a drug dealer, you can afford a cash counting machine.
Right. It's not like you're going to get out of the business just because of a minor inconvenience.
Right. Exactly. Oh, no. I'm making 200% on every sale. I'm going to stop now because I have to count cash for an extra 10 minutes at the end of the day.
Ludicrous.
It's absurd. And you know, the fact that this is happening really points to how dependent people are on the government money systems out there. And you know, the hosts on this show, we love Bitcoin. I mean, we're all of us have at least a little bit of Bitcoin, probably. I mean, I can't speak for everybody here, but I mean, we're all.
I might have about 80 cents worth of Bitcoin right now.
No, look, I mean, if you don't want to be subject to the whims of politicians and their monetary policy, because there's, you know, they're not going to likely do this tomorrow in the United States, but you never know. If the U.S. government decides they want to change the money somehow, then, you know, life is going to become very, very difficult for some people. Because, you know, waiting in line at the bank is not what you signed up for. You probably have work to go to. But if you can't feed your family and you need to exchange money, then you're going to have to go to the bank. It's just crazy. If you've got alternatives to the government system, if you have Bitcoin, if you have gold or silver, but Bitcoin especially, because it's really easy to move it from one person to another. You don't have to make change with it. It doesn't take up physical space. And, you know, if you had some Bitcoin in India, then you wouldn't be as, you know, worried about this situation. You would have your money. Now, whether or not other people take the Bitcoin is another question. So the larger the Bitcoin economy becomes, the better off we all are, the more financially insulated.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and you
may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a run on the banks in India right now, and it's been going on for days ever since they just all of a sudden announced, hey, no more 500 and 1,000 rupee notes, which is the equivalent of, like, you know, getting rid of the $20 bill in the United States. Basically getting rid of the $10 and $20 bill
right. In
the United States. It's just absolutely insane, and that is also going to result in empty ATM machines. Because, you know, like, if you go to an ATM machine in the U.S., they usually give you $20 bills, right? That's usually the denomination that you get out of the machine. Well, if they can only put $5 bills in the ATM machine, well, the ATM, you know, whatever it is, the stack of cash, the stack of cash that they start the day with is still the same size because the machine's not getting four times larger, but it can only hold, you know, 1/4 of the value as before. So they're going to sell out. The ATM machines are going to sell out very fast in comparison to just 1 week prior. So that's what's going on in India. You're welcome to comment on it or bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, speaking of things that are international, coming up in February, Anarchapulco, I believe the third year of the event. I've never been, and I'm excited about going because I've actually never been to Mexico before, so that's going to be fun. But Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting from the event. There's going to be a bunch of great liberty-oriented folks that will be in attendance, including Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wells, Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Tone Vase, Lauren Rumpler, and many more. You can go to Anarchapulco.com and get your tickets. It's an unparalleled lineup of speakers that will discuss entrepreneurship, as well as investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, and it is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. So go to Anarchapulco.com, get your early bird tickets. It's February 25th. Through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. That's anarchapulco.com. And go get your tickets now and learn more about the event as we continue here.
So how much did you say the note that was eliminated is?
There's a 500 and a 1,000 rupee note.
Right. And the 500 is worth $15?
I believe the 1,000 is worth around $15.
Okay, so we need to put this in perspective a little bit here. The cost of living in India.
Yeah.
So if you were to get, like, a McDonald's value meal.
Yeah.
The average cost of that is about 200 rupees.
Okay.
And so the range is about 150 to 300 rupees. So, like, that's, like, what, $2? Then one? Not even? For a whole meal?
Okay.
So another thing, domestic beer is 100 rupees, 80 to 140. A meal for two
one
people.
Beer?
Yeah, one beer.
Right. So now the maximum size note is a 100 rupee note.
That's the maximum size note?
That's correct. Really? They got rid of the 500. They got rid of the 1,000. So now the maximum size note will buy you a beer. And so,
wow. Yeah,
you will have to have a stack of cash in order to do your shopping.
So what is that? Horrifically dumb decision.
It is ridiculous.
Weird. So two notes will buy you a meal at McDonald's. That's kind of interesting. So, Okay. So a meal for two people at a mid-range restaurant, three course, it's around 600 rupees. You know, ranges from 400 to 1,000. Meal at an inexpensive restaurant, it's about 150.
What about paying the rent?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because that's going to cost, you know, a significant amount more than a meal, I would suspect. So,
who pays their rent in, you know,
in cash?
Yeah, not a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. This is part of the case. Right. So the conspiracy theory is the war on cash of, you know, the government wants to get rid of cash.
The cashless society.
They want a cashless society. It's if a cashless society exists, it's more traceable. If you've got a credit card, they know where you are at any time. They know what you're buying. They know how much money that you have. So the government.
Plus, if you're subversive and you've got a chip, they can always turn the chip off.
The chip. Now, what would the chip be?
Something that has all of your information on it, maybe all of your accounts, you know.
Is this like a chip that would be implanted in you, or what are we talking about here?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a big futurist, but possibly. It could be a physical chip inside of you. It could be.
Because they have chips in credit cards nowadays. But
they do.
That's just a security measure, basically.
Right, but let's put it this way. So
it's annoying, by the way. I don't know if you guys feel about the chips.
But it's annoying.
They're horrible.
You have to remember to, like, take the card out now. You stick it in the machine.
Most of the things, like, they get annoying, like sirens when you...
Oh, it'll beep at you. Right. So, well, the reason they created that was because people are probably forgetting their cards all over the place.
Right. And I work...
And they're slow.
So I work in retail now, and so I...
You have to deal with this.
I have to deal with this. The transactions are going to be about 30 seconds longer. And
Jesus.
One of the things you...
Are you exaggerating? No,
that sounds right about accurate.
Like 20 to 30 seconds longer, and most customers will make some mention of the chip, and you have to follow along with whatever joke they make like you've heard it the first time, and it gets very old after a while.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I'm glad about is a lot of these card readers that they're implementing also support phone pay systems, and the phone pay systems are like instant.
They're faster.
They're very fast if you can bring up the app and you have it already.
I've seen that.
The only issue is that a lot of these dumb retailers, they're obnoxious retailers like Walmart and CVS.
How dare you?
they won't use the compatible systems. Like, so they're trying to make their own proprietary system. Like, you gotta use Walmart Pay. You can't use Android Pay. You can't use Apple Pay because they want you to use Walmart Pay.
I see. So now you're gonna have 50 different payment programs.
It's ridiculous.
I guess I thought we had Apple Pay, but maybe it's like CVS Pay. Yeah, CVS, it's like a similar type
CVS
of thing.
CVS had Apple Pay and then dumped it.
Wow. Okay.
They're one of the companies that dropped it. They're like, no, we're not going
to
do this.
I would like to see more people be able to use that. I mean, there's probably two or three people that I've checked out that have used that.
All the supermarkets in town now support it.
So much
the
easier.
Apple Pay?
Yeah. Okay. They all support it in town, and it's fantastic because I just go through the line, I'm like, boop, and it's done. You know, like, it's paid, you know, like, right there, and I don't have to take my wallet out. You know, it's very nice.
So it's even easier than Bitcoin.
It's even easier. Oh, much easier than Bitcoin.
Huh.
Much, much easier. Unfortunately, Bitcoin is... kind of the worst disaster of pay systems in terms of, you know.
I don't know,
you're doing it at a distance. I think I find Bitcoin to be very convenient if you're, you know, just transmitting money to people at a distance.
It's not a problem.
It's just slow.
It depends.
It's way slower than a chip card.
No, I wouldn't say so because if the cashier knows what they're doing, it's a training issue,
yeah,
I think,
true.
More than anything else. It's not as fast as the Apple Pay, like that's RFID based or whatever it is. It's using where you just touch it or, you know, get it in the vicinity and it works, right? With Bitcoin, you generally have to take a picture of a QR code, and that can be time-consuming if the person on both ends isn't ready. So when I was in the local burger, there's a place called Local Burger, that's what it's called, in Keene, New Hampshire, on Main Street. They accept Bitcoin. And I complimented the cashier. I said, you're getting better at this than I am, because she had the tablet up. She had the QR code ready to go before I'd even finished opening up my Bitcoin client. So if I walk up to the cash register with my Bitcoin client ready to pay, meaning like in photograph mode where it's ready to take a picture of that QR code, then it's just a matter of when that cashier is able to put the QR code out.
Right.
I hit accept and then send, and then it's instantaneous.
Or couldn't they just have a printed out QR code and use that?
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that because if it's a printed code, then it doesn't have the price built into it.
Sometimes there are network delays. You know,
it's pretty rare. That could happen, but most of the time, it's actually, I've seen it be faster than a credit card because you still get to sign the credit card slips in some places. Free Talk Live, 855-450, free.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? If truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, hazing. No, no, we're not going to haze you. We're going to talk about hazing. It's in the news again in a college.
Some of our callers make it feel a little like a haze.
Like you've been hazed?
Yeah.
Let's continue here, though, with your calls and thoughts. You are welcome to join us and take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
Don't forget, you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. Download archives that go all the way back to 2006, and they're free. So you can listen to as much Free Talk Live as you can pretty much listen to. There's a lot of content there. So go and enjoy freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. Just about, like, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, there was a drugged-out driver, and he was drag racing, and he rear-ended a car and killed, like, a baby on a two-year-old or one-year-old.
Yikes.
And so, you know, my question is, you know, how can we solve this kind of problem? You know?
You can't.
But you know what?
You cannot stop people from taking drugs, and you cannot stop those people from getting behind the wheel of a car.
Do you know what drugs he was on?
I'm not too particular, but he was could have been in crystal amphetamine or just.
Okay, well, I'll take it this direction. You know, I think the reason why people take drugs to begin with is because they are depressed or lonely. They're trying to fill something inside of them.
A lot of the time, yes.
So if we're talking about a social problem like this,
taking the drugs away are not going to fix the problem of the reason why people are wanting drugs.
Well, nor can you take the drugs away. They've been trying that for decades.
Right. So there will be a black market, and people will find their crystal meth if they want it. If you really want to get to the root issue of why people are getting high and becoming destructive, you have to look at it in the sense that there are people who are depressed, lonely, angry, isolated, this, that, and the other thing. And so the question of solving the problem is, how do we create a happier population that is just content with living, you know, being around people,
that's a big question,
receiving their happiness from other people and not needing the drugs to begin with?
Well, you know what, as I mentioned, I'm looking forward to the automatic breathalyzer. You know, it was announced on the NPR news.
You're missing my point, Sarah.
No. First of all, your breathalyzer isn't going to detect methamphetamine use. That's only something that's going to likely work for alcohol. Now, that's not to say they couldn't come up with some other tube that you hook yourself up to that would somehow determine what other drugs that you've been using. But to treat everyone as a criminal suspect is not the solution here. That's treating the symptom. That's not solving the problem. And I think Cody's right that the problem comes down to people are messed up, and they are trying to escape from reality by using these drugs. Now, some people use drugs for more productive or creative purposes, you know, to get the creative juices flowing, or using it for spiritual, you know, enjoyment. So that's some of the reasons why that I've used drugs. But there are definitely a lot of people who use drugs to escape, to get away from their terrible reality. And how do you make that different for people? I guess having more freedom would be helpful. That would give people, you know, more choices in their life and more options, especially poorer people.
I think a major source of depression is the feeling of being trapped and not in control of your life.
But at the same time, you're still not going to ever eliminate that, Cody, because even if people have more choices in their lives, they're still going to have things that are depressing. You know, their girlfriend will leave them, or, you know, some sort of terrible thing will happen in their life. Their dog dies. You know, whatever it is.
Well, that is part of life.
Right.
But, you know, listen, this is not a problem that's going to be solved by somebody to vote for. No. It's just something we all have to think about and work on individually.
Sarah, do you know if it was the blue meth? Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yo.
So, but it is a big question of how are people's lives improved? Is that going to reduce things like this? I think it would be. If people were happier, they would be less likely to use drugs in a destructive manner. Meanwhile, though, you know, how do you reduce this stuff? There's no real answer to that. I mean, to just encourage people, hey, if you're too messed up to drive, call a cab. Just to, you know, have those resources out there. Get cell 411, you know. Get there. Give people options. Give them things that, you know, are ways out besides getting behind the wheel of a car. And those are things that other folks can offer.
And I think also to have, you know, the advocacy of some kind of maybe an online support system of, hey, you've done this drug. Okay, go to this website. And I think this does exist where there will be, you know, like almost like trip sitters who will talk to you and, you know, let you know like what you should and should not be doing while you're on this substance.
There's also plenty of people who speed and drive erratically without any drugs in their system at all.
Sure.
You know, drag racing is what the main cause there was. And that doesn't necessarily have to happen on you know, crystal meth. You know, there are plenty of cops that like to speed and drive around all the time. You know, when they have their opportunity, they'll flip on their lights even though they're not going to an emergency, you know, just to speed up to get where they're going because they feel like it. You know, so, and they're not on drugs. What if they, you know, and it has happened many times that the police have, you know, destroyed someone else's life by, you know, hitting them in both emergency and non-emergency situations.
In a lot of cases, yeah, going after somebody who wasn't, like, a murderer or something.
Or even
like that.
Just not, just because the cop themselves was just speeding like crazy.
That, you know,
that has happened, too.
Yep. Or we could go in this direction. Where's the self-driving car technology?
Yeah. It's coming.
It's coming. Wait for that. I mean, you know,
that'll solve a lot of it. That's true.
We can stop with this, you know, the breathalyzer. Like, every time you get in a car, you're going to have to be, like, judged. You know, I don't like the sound of that.
No. That's treating people like a suspect.
I would rather have the market come up with self-driving technology and make it so, you know, you don't have to worry about anything bad happening because the machines have figured it out. Or, like you said, you know, easily accessible taxi services. We obviously have that. You know, we've got Self4One and Uber and Lyft and all these other programs. Yep.
There's more options today than there ever have been.
Call a cab if you can't drive. That simple.
Right. And, you know, it's just not worth it. I mean, whatever it is that you're going to – whatever money you're going to save by not calling the cab is going to be overridden by the amount of money you will have to pay the court when you get caught for a DUI, or worse, if you end up in the hospital or dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a small price to pay to get yourself home safely. The only thing with the automated car or the automated driving is that at some point there would have to be – you know, as long as we still have governments, there would have to be some sort of law change to mandate that non-self-driving cars could no longer be on the roads. Because obviously if you've got 50% of the road are self-driving cars, but there's still somebody driving their old Chevy Nova.
That's actually not true. So the intermediary step is that you have vehicles, and this is where we're going now, that the vehicles have sensors and whatnot to still tell the self-driving cars what the location is of those vehicles.
Sure,
and
they can adjust accordingly.
You know, they can put out like sensors, you know, like, you know, so they know what the speed is that car is traveling, they know what direction it's traveling, how far it is. You know,
okay,
like,
I see what you're saying. So that would reduce the ability for some guy driving some old beat up car swerving around the lanes,
right.
maybe the self-driving cars would try to distance themselves as much as possible from an erratic driver like that. But then again, if you're dealing with somebody who's drunk and erratic, then maybe they would or would not be able to deal, you know, adjust accordingly. But certainly, I think they could do some level of remediation of that.
Right.
So I think you're right about that. That's a good point. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. Hello.
Yeah, Johnson, you very unadvisedly and smugly had a moral rant against me about me having three Deweys and how I should be ashamed of myself.
Yes, you're an expert on
this issue. The public. Yeah, I agree with you. I do have one, and I'm ashamed of it.
Five.
Just as I've never endangered anybody or any of the crimes I've ever committed in this world are victimless, unlike some other LRN hosts that you hang out with. For instance, I wonder if you ever... I know you don't care that I don't
have any babies. That's very...
I know you don't care that I don't have three Deweys, just as you get great pride.
Five.
Accuse me of having had such. It makes you big and feel all big of yourself. Keen's biggest loser, by the way.
Five.
I congratulate you again for losing all that weight, but you're still morbidly obese in soul. You're a loser.
Okay.
And a liar.
That's great.
Your soul is so fat,
Johnson. I need
to
put that on a t-shirt. Morbidly obese in soul.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free to join us here. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian Cody and Johnson in the studios.
Yeah.
We continue with your calls.
It's the Soul Man.
Soul Man Johnson. We got David on the line in New Mexico via Skype. Go ahead, David.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. I'm surprised because it hasn't been working. Yeah, what Sarah was, to interpret Sarah, what she was trying to say is there was a dude killed a 10-year-old girl, not a 2-year-old girl, and they were drag racing on the freeway like they like to do in Albuquerque, probably elsewhere as well. And he had, what?
Tampa, I know. I remember that they used to, you know, do drag racing, and they used to do all sorts of, like, almost like circuit car racing. You know, on the highways, you could get out and you could see these cars with numbers painted on the sides, and they would just be tearing along on the highway.
Cool.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, and he had some. They found a bottle of pills that were apparently sedatives. That, you know, just recreational sedatives is what the.
That's a good idea.
Is what they found. Yeah,
pretty sure it says on that bottle, do not operate heavy machinery under the influence.
Yeah, his argument is his car weighed less than 3,000 pounds, so it wasn't heavy machinery.
Wait, that was really his argument?
Wow.
No, that's me being a...
Oh, okay.
That would be my argument if it happened to me, if I was not on sedatives and was able to think quickly enough to come up with that one. But anyhow,
so he crashed another car, presumably that had the 10-year-old in it.
Yeah, they were doing like the cops estimated they were doing. Well, I'm sorry, eyewitnesses said they were doing about 100 or over 100. And
was the 10-year-old in the other car that was racing, or was it in a innocent car that was nearby?
No, she was with her mom. She was in a minivan,
okay.
and they got hit from behind.
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
The dude was probably going 100 miles an hour, and they
Jeez.
Were going 55 or 60. So, both cars were in the ditch upside down, and the little girl had gotten thrown out. I don't know if she was probably not strapped in.
Yeah,
that might have saved her life. But anyway, so that's how that one happened. Jeez. I remember that. That makes. I just remember just now. I was on the going down the interstate in Albuquerque one day in broad daylight, and I was doing like 65 or 70, you know, the flow of the traffic. And two bullet bikes. I saw them in my rearview mirror.
What's a bullet bike? Is that like a rice racer?
Yeah, rice racer, okay. Racer, crotch rocket, gotcha. Whatever. Yeah, and. I saw him coming about a half mile behind me in my rearview mirror, and I watched him. And I'd been around fast cars and have flown planes and stuff, so I was a good estimate of speed. And these guys were doing literally, and I'm a good estimate, 160 miles an hour. And so that means when they blew by me, they were going 100 miles an hour faster than I was going, and I was going at three-way speed.
That's crazy. Wow.
And to give you an idea, when they went by me, one went on my left and one went on my right, and both were like within 6 feet of me, and it was about a quarter second between them, and each one of them rocked my truck and trailer more than a semi rocks your truck when it goes by you.
Wow. Damn. So they had that much like wind speed or whatever you call that going.
Yeah, they were just. Yeah, they were displacing enough. Well, it was the pressure wave coming off the bike
wave,
as they were going by.
Right.
Yeah, that air's got to go somewhere, and so it the molecules of air knocked on each other, and you know the 6 feet till it hit the side of my truck, and literally you know rocked my truck. Each one that passed more than what a semi would do.
Yeah, and the impact going at those speeds, instant death.
Oh yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, and they weren't even wearing helmets. They weren't even wearing helmets.
Wow. Wow.
So, well, if you're going to live on the edge, you might as well live all the way on the edge.
Adrenaline junkie.
It must have seen that sticker that says, drive it like you stole it.
Yeah.
Damn.
They probably did.
David, thanks for sharing the stories with us here tonight, man. I appreciate it. Albany, New York, CBS New York reporting at CBSLocal.com. A noise complaint led to the arrest of 7 University of Albany students for hazing, according to police. They said they arrived at an off-campus sorority house and found 4 young women being forced to eat mud and garbage. Sorority members were also accused of pouring foul-smelling liquids onto the women. By the way, CBS News, I swear to you, they have the worst editors in the news business. I mean, time after time, I find the most garbage editing job here. They actually spelled the word foul, F-O-W-L.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Well, maybe it was chicken juice.
I suppose it
could smelled like foul.
Seems unlikely that was it.
Probably.
Anyway, the foul-smelling liquids onto the women. One student who did not want to be identified said she dropped out of the pledging process early on because of the abuse. She says they would say things like, you're worthless, or you're a stupid expletive. Some of us got stepped on, and they're all wearing heels, she said. 7 women, ages 19 to 21 years old, were arrested. Albany Police Officer Steve Smith said hazing is not only dangerous, it's against the law. Spokesperson for the university said the sorority Alpha Omicron Pi is not recognized and hazing is not tolerated.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's the story here. And they got the mugshots of the people who were involved allegedly in the hazing. This is something I've never really understood. Not only do I not understand hazing, but I don't understand the whole attraction of sororities and fraternities.
People like to feel like they belong to something. You know, it's a club.
It's a club.
It's a
with
club.
With membership fees.
Right. And you're part of it, and, you know, you've got ranks that you can move up in. And
are there ranks? I didn't know that. I know nothing about
it. As far as I know, I know very little about the subject. But I think it gives people a sense of, oh, I'm a part of this. You know,
but they're not really your friends, right? Because if you stop paying the fees, you're out, and they will likely shut you out as well.
Yeah.
So if you aren't, you know, if you're not playing by the book and by the rules, then these people won't want to have anything to do with you. So whatever it is that you're doing there, it's a lot of partying, from what I understand,
right.
And they also try to legitimize themselves by doing like community things.
Well, some of them can have business networks when you get out. Like if you're, you know, if you can show on a resume or something that you were a member of a certain fraternity, they can confer benefits to you in getting jobs at certain places.
I've heard about that. Yeah. And that's supposedly one of the selling points of these things,
right.
Is that, well,
you'll always have your buddies in the fraternity. You'll have these great networking opportunities. And surely that does probably affect some people, wherein if you want to go and get a job and the hiring person was a member of Phi Beta Kappa or whatever, and you are also a member, then he might give you preference over somebody else because apparently you know how to drink, you know, better than the other. I mean, come on. What does it really
It is
do
ridiculous.
For you?
But, I mean, if you want to go further up in the whole rung of these things, look at, you know, like Skull and Bones.
The secret societies.
That's it's a very, very similar type of thing, and you will see a lot of very powerful people who came up through that organization.
Illuminati, Kappa, Rothschilds, the best for
sure.
And then, you know, things get into the ultra creepy zone with like secret societies like that, with secret, you know, initiation rituals and things like that. And then you're getting into the really weird zone.
It seems like a lot of different types of clubs have their own initiations. I mean, if you join a criminal gang, a lot of the times you're going to have an initiation, I guess, to prove that you are committed to the gang.
Sure.
I guess that might, and that might,
but look,
to an degree,
the evildoers are brainwashing their followers. It's the first steps, the initiation rites that they bring up with their followers. It's the mind control process.
I don't buy the claim, though, that this is about, you know, cultivating friendships. Because if you want to meet people, there are plenty of ways to meet people who probably have better, you know, enjoining interests or conjoining interests than just drinking.
Cultivating slaves!
You can go join the chess club if you like chess, you know, join the libertarian club or join, well, you know, whatever it is.
I think
what happened with me is that actually, you know, I told you I pledged.
You were in art school.
Frat in art school. And instead, what I ended up doing was I ended up hanging out with some gamers and we got together, and unfortunately, this is an unfortunate.
Live action role playing.
Yeah, live action role playing, but also other tabletop.
Okay.
So
just an overall game.
Involving anime, but I went and helped form a gaming club, and I was one of the main people with the impetus behind saying, let's form a constitution and do all the hoops to get the bureaucratic money from the school.
Oh, they pay you?
Oh, yeah, they paid the clubs. So
sweet.
The clubs and the fraternities. So they would, you know, have an allowance for the clubs.
What would it be?
What?
How much allowance?
I don't know. It was a good amount.
You could totally buy drugs and alcohol with
that. I'm sure you could. I mean, it ended up being supplies and whatnot. But that organization became the largest. It outstripped the fraternities and sororities combined. All of them combined. It became the largest campus organization, and it exists to this day.
You were really, you know, together with others on a real basis, on a common interest, rather than just some arbitrary Phi Beta Kappa Alpha whatever. I've never understood it. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver, and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.